Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillah Metaphysic Daily Call. My apologies for the delay. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the fourth day of the month of Sivan. Today is the 40th day of the Omer, finished tonight, and you have earned your cheesecake. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children we've been davening for, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Elini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, Mayday, and all of those in need of a refuah have an easy, painless refuah shalema, a complete recovery. Additionally, please keep in mind all of those still being held captive, our brothers and sisters being held unjustly as hostages in Gaza. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, the release of the four hostages over the weekend. We are so grateful. And when I came home that day from shul, I found my wife sitting at home saying Tehillim. I said, "What are you saying Tehillim for? We have such wonderful news that the hostages were released." She says, "You're right, but I'm now davening A, in gratitude for them being released, and davening for all of those who are still being held hostage." So we have to keep our foot on the pedal and continue to daven that each of them are brought home, including Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and Arvin Netanel, Ben, Sonia, Fiona, all both being held unjustly, Evan in Russia, and Arvin in Iran. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ben Keen of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Keen fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and in English, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim, and Rabbi Keen will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing for a while to give us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers. To subscribe for the Daily Call reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. One last reminder, this will be the only program for this week, being that tomorrow is Erev Shavuot, taking us all the way till the end of the week, Erev Shabbat. Next week, the program will continue, so a week from today on Monday. However, I will not be here next week, and I am grateful to my colleague, Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, who has filled in the past, who will be filling in for the entirety of next week. So again, the program resumes a week from today on next Monday. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Keen.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for the introduction and for inviting me to join once again on the OU Daily Tehillim Chizuk Call. For those of us who have been studying Pirkei Avot between Pesach and Shavuot, We just concluded our study of Pirkei Avot this past Shabbat. And the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avot concludes with a brayta, a statement that is frequently quoted in shuls across the country as the conclusion to daily study of Jewish law, of halacha. And it's a very interesting statement that I think is worth taking note of and really thinking about what it means. The statement is as follows. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Es Yisrael Leficha Atir B'lehem Torah Mitzvot Shenemar Zanai Chafetz Leman Tzidko Yagdil Torah B'Yadir. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha says, Hashem wanted to give merit to Israel, and therefore he multiplied for them Torah and mitzvot. As it says,
in the verse, Hashem desired for the sake of his righteousness to enlarge Torah, yagdil Torah, and to make it splendid, to make it glorious. What Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha is trying to inculcate within us is a mindset of viewing the difficult and sometimes burdensome responsibilities of mitzvot, which are many. The mitzvot, Torah and mitzvot encompass every aspect of our lives, from what we eat to how we spend our time, to when we work, to how we dress, to how we tie our shoes. The Torah encompasses every aspect of our life. And what Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha wants us to do, realize with the fact that Torah and mitzvot are so all-encompassing of every aspect of our lives, with so many rich details and complexities, is that each one of these details, these mitzvot, these obligations, is an opportunity for us to become closer to the Almighty, become closer to Hashem. And that's the mindset that we should go into Shavuot with as we are preparing to relive our national acceptance of Torah as we do every single year. That the great complexities of Torah, the vastness of Torah, which at times can perhaps seem overwhelming, should instead be seen as a endless opportunity to become close to God, to know God, and to do His will. We will continue with the recitation of Tehillim, starting with Tehillim Chas, Psalms 20. Lam Naseach Nizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai V'yom Tzara Yisakev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Yimitziyahon Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olasecha Yidash Nasela Yiten Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Asasecha Yimalei Niranana Vishu Asecha U'vishem Eloheinu Nidgol Yemalai Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicho Ya'anehu Mishmei Kodesho Bigurat Yesha Yemino Eile Varecha Ve'eile Vasusim Vanachnu V'Shem Eloheinu Nasir Eima Karu V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anehu V'yom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalms 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar, binos desha yarbiteni, almei menuchos, yinah aleni, nafshi yeshovev yancheni v'magle tzedek lema'an shemo, gam kielech v'geis almaves lo yirara, ki ata imadi, tiftecha umishantecha heima yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorai, Dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi revaya, Achtov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai, V'shavti v'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. Tehillim Chaf, Tuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir l'ma'alot, Tesai nai el ha'arim, E'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai ose shamayim ba'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, ve'areach ba'layla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Teshtecha Voecha Me'ata Ve'ad Olam Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hama'alot Mima Makin Kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shima V'Koli Tihiyana Oznecha Kashuvos V'Kol Tachanunai Im avonot yishmor Adonai mi amod. Ki imcha hasilicha lema'an tivarei.
Yachel Yisrael Adonai Ki'im Adonai Achesed Berbein Mofidus V'hu Yifdeth Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskil David B'yosav V'marav Tefillah Koli El Adonai Ezak Koli El Adonai Efkanan. Eshpoch lefanav shichi, tzarachti lefanav agid, v'hisatef alai ruchi, v'yata yadata nesivasi, be'orach zu ahalich tamufach li, habet yamin urev, ve'in li makir, avad manos mimani ein doresh lenafshi, za'akti eilecha adonai, amarti ata machsi chelki be'eretz hachayim, Akshiva el rinasi ki dalosi meod, hasileni merotfai ki amitsu mimeni, hotsia mimasker nafshi lehodof es shemecha, viye yachthiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim bistara vashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציא מצרה לרווחה, ומאפל על יורה ומשיבו דגולה אשתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach l'chayel eisahal, a prayer for the Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, hu yivarech eschayel eitzva agana l'Yisrael, v'anshe kochot avitachon, haom zim al mishmar atzenu v'arei Eloheinu, nigvul al vanon v'adiz bar mitzran, v'min hayam agadol ad levo ha'arava, u'v'chol makom shehem v'yabasha v'aviru v'yam, yitein Adonai es oyveinu hakamim aleinu nigrafim lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayalinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka U'mikol Nega U'machala Yishlach Brecha V'hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem Yadber Soneinu Tachteihem V'yatrem B'cheser Yishua U'v'ater Sintachon Yikuyam B'hem HaKadosh Ki Adonai Elohechem Aleichim Lachem Li Lachem Lachem Yimoy Bechem Loshia Eschem V'nomar Amen. Mishaberech Lishvuyim, a prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach, Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Varon Zavid Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech Vishmor Vinsor Es Nedrei Tzva Haganal Yisrael Ushvuyav, Ve'eth Kol Acheinu Anasinim Besara Ushivya Ba'avur Shekol Akal HaKadosh Hazem Yisrael Ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Vyodziyem Mecho Shech Betzal Mavet Vemosrosehem Yinatek, Vemesukosehem Yoshiyem Vishivei Mehira Lefek Mishpachosehem, Yodu Ladunai Chasdov Miklosav Vizne Adam Vikuyam Baham Mikrashek Asiluv Toye Adonai Yishuvun Uvotion Virina Vesimcha Selam Al Rosham Sasson Vesimcha Yasigu Venasu Yagon Vanacha Venomar Amen. Mishaberach Acholim, a prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech Yirapei Es Acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach Limam Lirafosam Lach Azikam Lach Ayosam Vishlach lahem mehra ufuah shlema min ha-shamayim l'ramach evarehem u'shisa gideihem v'soch shar cholei Yisrael refuah s'nefesh refuah s'aguf hashta ba'galav izman kaliv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Keen. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Sahashem, in the near future. A reminder again that the program will resume next Monday, a week from today at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah and prayer together. The program will resume next week with Rabbi Jack Abramowitz sitting in for that week, and I will return, please God, in Amir Hashem, the following week on that Monday. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, physical strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a beautiful, meaningful Chag Sameach.